Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio, WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guests are Amanda Kocherka, Program Director at the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership, and Nadine Schmitz, Executive Director of Marketing and Communications for the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. Amanda, we'll start with you. You're relatively new to the position of program director at the chamber. You're 7 months in. What's been the biggest thing that you've learned about your job so far?
I think it's probably how to pivot. I was looking the other day at the goals that I'd set for myself for programming at the beginning of the year when I started in this role. And my first response or first thought was, that's adorable. I was extremely ambitious, but you got to start somewhere, right? So just looking at the types of programs that I'd anticipated creating for this year and not really knowing what the response was going to be from the business community, I think I really did the best I could as far as trying to anticipate their needs. And based on the conversations that I'd had with them, both in my time working for the Small Business Development Center and in outreach here at the Chamber, learning about the topics that were of interest to them and areas of struggle, and based on that information, coming back and saying, okay, these seem to be the types of programs that are going to be of most interest. That foundation that I created, I think, is still a good one. So didn't get through quite, or haven't, only 7 months in now, haven't gotten through as many types of programs as I would have liked, but I've learned so much about particularly the seminars and the webinars that we've been doing, and really finding out that, of course, some topics are lend themselves more to being in-person conversations, and there's some demonstration required and hands-on learning, and that's great. But really, the webinars have been very well received. And I think it just speaks to business owners' difficulty with actually getting physically out of the business to attend a seminar. So the webinar tool that we've been using has been hugely helpful in addressing that need. And so I'm excited to see where that goes over the next, 6 months, and where it goes within the next year. I think I've planned to pivot a little bit as I put together my schedule for next year and looking at implementing more webinars into the schedule versus in-person events. And then having those in-person events being more around what I'm calling purposeful gathering. So we have the business after hours, the Connect for Coffee, and those are great networking events. But I think there's opportunity for some more in-depth discussion among the business community here in Erie.
Amanda, as you continue to progress in your program director role, what has been the primary area of focus both today and the way you envision it in the next 12 months?
So I think really access is a big part of what we're doing, and that's the message that James has had from day one as CEO is, access to people, information, and education. And of course, I cover the education portion of that. But I think just making the information as accessible as possible, that's really my focus. So it's not necessarily a particular topic area or even a particular format. It's just what works for the business community. That's my focus. So I want to be delivering programming that meets their needs and meets them where they are as far as, accessibility of webinars, in-person events, just making it as easy as possible for them to access that information.
Has anything surprised you where you looked back on it and said to yourself, okay, this has worked out perfectly?
Yeah, so a couple of things. One, which really wasn't necessarily surprising, it's just cool to see it go the direction that I was hoping it would, is our partnership with Athena Erie on the Athena Speaks program. We've had two of those so far, planning a third probably for November, December. Really, really hugely successful, and we're very proud of that. This most recent session, we focused on board balance. So we looked at gender balance of boards, specifically in the Erie community, did some research on it, had a lot of help from Our intern Colleen here and the coordinator for Young RE Professionals, Amanda Duncan, worked really hard on examining gender balance of the boards that exist in Erie, both private and public. And that was a very eye-opening experience, mostly because, you know, there are still large hurdles to overcome as far as gender and ethnic balance on boards in Erie, but we're ahead of the curve, which is great news. We had a phenomenal speaker come up from Pittsburgh, Christy Uffelman. She does a lot of this work down in the Pittsburgh market, delivered a phenomenal keynote. And then we had a panel discussion with Tim Nicastro from Erie Insurance. We had Khadija Horton, who is an assistant public defender. And our third panelist was, Tina Donikowski, who also used to work, who worked for GE, is retired now. But all three just had really wonderful perspectives on their board experience and why it's so important that we look to move both people of color and women into leadership roles on boards in Erie. So these Athena Speaks events are shedding some light on maybe some difficult issues, but really important issues that we need to address for moving Erie forward. So super proud of how that event series has been going so far. We don't have a topic yet for the one that's going to be held in November or December, but we've got a whole list of topics. It's just a matter of sifting through and figuring out what makes the most sense for us to tackle next. And then I think too, just kind of what I said at the beginning, the difference versus webinars and seminars. I'm a very hands-on person when it comes to learning, but sometimes the business owners just aren't able to take that time out of their business. So there are, you know, certain sessions. We did an in-person session on cybersecurity that we partnered with Mercyhurst University on back in May. That was a session that really lent itself to being in person. There was a lot of case studies that they presented, really useful information, and was presented in a way that was easy to understand, which for cybersecurity, I feel like is a huge accomplishment because it's not an easy topic to grasp, but incorporated some humor, believe it or not something that you would expect when talking about such a serious issue, but that session was really best delivered in person. So, but I think just learning a little bit about types of topics and how they're presented, that's been a big learning curve for me because I don't have an education background. I have a communications background.
How will those successes impact programming for the chamber moving forward?
I think probably one of our biggest successes has been the involvement of the business community in the topics that we're presenting. So I'm not sitting at my desk all day, every day thinking, what kind of topic would I like to talk about next? Because it doesn't matter what I want to learn about. It matters what the business community wants to learn about. So through our business outreach team, I'm constantly in communication with them. What are you hearing? What are the constant challenges that are popping up? And you'll see when we talk about some of the sessions that we have coming up in the fall, that's really reflected. You know, we, in talking with one of our presenters for the fall, we initially had a couple of topics in mind. And then after a conversation with one of our outreach specialists, we said, oh, you know what, we should probably pivot and offer something else because there's more of a need for that right now. So that, I call it my lifeline to the business community, is through our outreach team. And I will continue to utilize them. And that doesn't mean that that's the only way to get to me. Certainly, I've mentioned before, if there are business owners out there who have topics that are of interest to them, contact me. I'm certainly open to their feedback.
Amanda, it seems with all the new hires that there's a mutually beneficial symbiotic relationship with your coworkers. The individual departments really do work together for the betterment of the business community and your members, don't they?
They absolutely. And I think one of the things that I've really realized through outreach and now through being on the staff and being in the building more is the importance of really everyone on the chamber staff functioning as an outreach person. That is super, super crucial for a few reasons. One, because it really helps us to develop a better understanding of the business community and their needs. If we're going to be the voice of the business community, we need to understand what's going on with them, what's keeping them up at night, where they're trying to go, what they're trying to accomplish. That's crucial hugely important for us to understand. But also it makes our membership conversation 10 times easier, right? If we come into a business and we say, we just want to learn about what you do here. We want to learn about how we can help, what resources you're in need of. That conversation, if we can go through that process and identify resources that can help them, that membership ask is going to be so much easier for us and really sell itself. Emphasizing the value of a chamber membership is that, hey, we can connect you to a countless number of resources that can help you in a variety of different ways with your business, whether that's overcoming a challenge or reaching a new goal or a new high, a new market. We can do that. And that's really cool that we have that ability.
Tell us about the upcoming event with Melissa Sulkowski about conflict resolution.
Yes. So that's going to be a webinar. That the title of that session is Communicating Through Differences. Melissa is a really wonderful member of our community. She's a licensed professional counselor. She's the founder of Nurturance, which is a really phenomenal counseling and mediation firm here in Erie. I met Melissa through Athena Erie. We had a great conversation initially, and I've just really respected her and found her to be a phenomenal resource in our community. And so I think we really want to try to help launch her into the business community even more than she already is, and this webinar was the way to do it. So the webinar is going to air on September 24th, which is a Tuesday, though the likelihood of us replaying the webinar at subsequent dates is pretty high. Once we have that content recorded, it's easier to move it forward and keep playing it. But she's really going to be focusing on creating conditions to effectively communicate through differences. And I think that's something that a lot of people, professional communications, personal communications, it's a challenge for a lot of people. Whether that's differences in age, in gender, in ethnic background, in experiences. I mean, it could be as simple as that. Different, personal and professional experiences we've had in our life impact the way we communicate. And I don't think that's something that people are necessarily aware of as they approach conversation in daily life. But it's something that they should be aware of because it can really inform the outcome of that conversation. And so that's what Melissa's going to be addressing. She's looking at taking conversation, instead of being from a position of assumption and prediction, to a place of curiosity and clarity. And she has this magical way of getting people to understand what that means and why that shift is so important. Because ultimately, we all want the outcome of our conversations to be productive, right? We want to leave the conversation feeling like I accomplished something through that interaction. So she's really going to be teaching us how to value differences, establish healthy boundaries, have emotionally safe spaces for conversation so we feel like we can truly express what we're trying to gain or give through that conversation and have both parties leave it feeling like that was a positive interaction. So it sounds, I think initially when we talked about the topic, I said, this sounds a little fluffy. It's really not. It's very, very important for us to be able to communicate effectively. And I think something that even I've experienced with all the places that I've worked, communication is a fundamental problem. With a lot of organizations. And I think there's so much we can do to better understand each other and better alter the ways that we communicate and reshape that conversation to make it more productive for everybody. So I'm super excited about that session with Melissa. It's for anybody who's looking to be able to communicate more effectively. There's no reason why, organizations couldn't have a viewing session of this webinar for their entire staff. In fact, I would highly recommend that. So keep an eye out for that one. That's on Tuesday, September 24th with Melissa Sulkowski.
Another webinar coming up is the John Lemus webinar. Give us some details about that one.
Yes. So this is another really interesting one that actually came to me by way of Brett Weiler here on our staff. He introduced me to John several months ago, and John is the founder and owner of Lemus Legal. He is an attorney here in town, but he travels all over the place. Really, really interesting guy, and has a lot to share about businesses who are looking to be more socially responsible. So I think we've seen a shift in the way that businesses approach their overall activities in the perspective of their investors, their employers, their consumers. They're really trying to operate, hopefully, in a more socially responsible manner. And so what John's going to be covering, it's called B Corps and Benefit Companies, A New Way of Doing Business. So that's exactly what he's going to be covering, is information about B Corps, benefit companies. What are the differences between those formats? What does that mean exactly? And looking at how moving to one of those business structures can really allow a business to function in a way that is positively impacting both the local and global environment, workforce, supply chains, and ultimately the community in a positive way. And looking at how that can be a game changer for businesses that are interested in making a profit but wishing to do so in a socially responsible way. So it can be a pretty simple switch. And I think having a better understanding of what those business formats mean is really important and will allow businesses to make a move if they deem it necessary to really embrace that socially minded, socially responsible mindset.
In September and October, the Chamber will be hosting government contracting partnership seminars. Give us some details about those events.
So we are very fortunate to have a wonderful resource here locally called PTAC. It's the Procurement Technical Assistance Center. Robin Young is the government contracting manager for that entity, and we partner with Robin pretty frequently, actually, on programming. In fact, we did a program back in July on preparing businesses to attend their dynamic networking event, which is coming up next week. That's a really great opportunity for businesses that are looking to get into government contracting or maybe already are, to interface with some of the government entities that are looking for contractors and subcontractors. So we partnered with Robin. She came in and she said, you know, these are the things that you need to have ready as you're going into this event, these conversations, these are the questions that you should be prepared to answer. This is the research you should be doing ahead of time. So she really is a wealth of knowledge related to government contracting, whether it's the federal, state, or local level. So we've asked her to come in, and these are the sessions that we initially had a couple of topics in mind for, but after talking with Kathleen, one of our business outreach specialists, she said, you know, I'm really seeing a difference in the topics or in the areas of need based on the topics that we originally thought we were going to pursue. So after that conversation, we sat down with Robin and Kathleen said, you know, look, this is what I'm seeing. This is what I'm hearing. So we said, all right, well, then let's change course and meet their needs a little bit better. So the first session is going to be on Wednesday, September 11th. That is going to be an in-person session. These government contracting sessions, because there are you start to get into the alphabet soup of government contracting quite a bit. So it can be a little confusing, I think, if you're just watching via webinar versus actually having somebody there in person walking you through everything. So it's going to be a government contracting basics event. Looks at an introduction to government contracting as well as an introduction to PTAC and all of the services that they can offer. Looking at registrations, regulations, certifications, all the resources that are available to businesses that are looking to get into government contracting. And I think a lot of businesses maybe assume that, well, I'm not in manufacturing, so government contracting doesn't apply to me. And that's not even a little bit true. There are so many opportunities for businesses to provide government contracting services. I remember working with a company that did commercial cleaning. And so we're able to eventually take advantage of some government contracting opportunities with cleaning services. And so just because you're not in manufacturing doesn't mean that government contracting isn't for you. So I think if you're able to attend this session, even if you're just mildly curious about this area, it's a great way to learn the basics of what this entails and where the contracts exist and how to sift through all the requirements and what does it mean. And even more importantly, realizing that you don't have to do this alone. That's exactly why PTAC exists. That's why Robin exists. That's why she has a presence here in Erie County. She is there to walk you through the steps and to answer your questions and get you the resources that you need and make you aware of opportunities that exist to interface with some of these government entities, like the Dinette event that's coming up next week. So again, that'll be an in-person event Wednesday, September 11th. I don't have a location solidified quite yet for that. I'm hoping to nail that down early next week once we get through Erie Homecoming. That's been taking up the majority of my time for the last few weeks. So we'll have registration details forthcoming on all of these, which I will mention again at the end of our interview, but eriepa.com, the events calendar, is where you can get all that information. And then the second session that we have coming up with Robin will be held in October on the 9th. That is a bit more targeted. So that session is going to be specifically geared toward businesses that do government contracting work with the Department of Defense. Anybody who's in that space knows that there have been some pretty strict cybersecurity requirements that have been rolled out within the last couple of years, and the implications of those requirements can be pretty significant for a company, especially if it's a smaller company. So what we want to try to do through this session is to really break down all of those requirements and make them manageable for any business. So Robin will be presenting this session again. It's called Department of Defense DFARS, which stands for the Defense Federal Acquisition Regulation Supplement. When I mentioned alphabet soup earlier, this is sort of what I was referring to. So it sounds like a lot of, you know, fancy words and jargon, but basically what it's meaning is contractors and subcontractors, the Department of Defense has rolled out a list of requirements for all of their subcontractors and contractors to follow. They have something called CUI, which is basically unclassified information that's transferred from business to business. And that's where some pretty serious liabilities can occur. So if the systems aren't set up properly on the business's side, it can really get them into some hot water with the Department of Defense, to the point of possibly even losing their contract, which is really serious. So in conversation with Robin just a couple of days ago, she said that there have been some updates, some revisions to the requirements. And so she believes that those will be well in place and established by the time this session rolls around. So she'll be able to go over all of that. Just information about safeguarding defense information and cybersecurity incident reporting, how to develop a gap analysis in your current systems, looking at where those liabilities are and how to address those, developing a system security plan and why that's important, and additionally, resources to assist companies with compliance, right? Because we certainly don't expect you to handle all of this by yourself. There are resources that exist to walk you through it, Robin being one of them, but there are also others that she'll talk about in that presentation. So if you are a Department of Defense contractor, or if you're interested in getting into Department of Defense contracting, this is going to be a crucially important session for you to attend.
Amanda will conclude with discussing the upcoming CEO Roundtable.
So that event is actually geared toward our silver level investors and higher. But what I really wanted to talk about with that event, so that's sort of a kickoff of a partnership with Erie Insurance that we're very excited about. I've been having meetings over the last few months with Tisha Nesbitt-Arrington on their staff and with Tim DeCastro as well. So they're going to be presenting the CEO Roundtable to kick off a series about diversity and inclusion for businesses in Erie. So the CEO Roundtable, as I said, that attendance is limited to silver level investors and above. So invitations will go out for that via email. But that's going to set off some subsequent sessions that are going to run through the late fall and early winter about diversity and inclusion, topics like unconscious bias, crucial conversations, determining how and when and if it's appropriate where your business is currently to look at developing a D&I strategy. So lots of great information with those. We'll have that information hopefully set at the beginning of October. And for all of these sessions and any subsequent sessions, really any event that the Chamber is hosting, our event calendar on our website, eriepa.com, is hugely helpful. Also, make sure you like us on Facebook because we do post all of our events there.
Amanda, thank you so much for all of the great insight. Nadine, we're going to bring you in for the last couple of minutes. And Nadine, tell us about the upcoming fall class schedule for the Erie Ambassadors Program.
Sure. Super excited. We love our Erie Ambassador classes. We love this program and teaching, professionals and community leaders and community members region-wide about the Erie area and all that it has to offer so that they can then in turn talk to their friends and talk to their coworkers and talk to their family about all the good things that are happening in Erie. So we kick off our fall session on September 17th with our orientation. Our sessions for fall run in the morning every Tuesday, and they run from 10 a.m. to noon. Our orientation will be on September 17th, so that'll be day one. We go for 9 weeks. Every Tuesday, like I said, and we are touring. We'll start at the Highmark Caring Place, which is one of the most amazing spaces in our community for people that are suffering loss and just all that they offer. We'll be doing a downtown trolley tour to look at everything that's happening in the downtown area. We have some fun things also, like at the brewery. We'll be doing the haunted tour because that's in October, which is always very fun. We'll also be having a session at the Erie County Historical Society, so that'll be really interesting over on West 6th Street and learning all about the deep history of our community. We also have the Community Blood Bank on the schedule for this year, so that'll be an interesting one as well.
Nadine, who is the Erie Ambassadors Program ideal for?
It's ideal for everyone. I mean, we have folks that are young professionals that take the course their employers maybe suggested for them. We have new folks that have just moved into the community that take the course. We have retired people that are looking for, you know, new ways to explore the city that take the course. We have it, the range is amazing every time we host one of these.
Any other highlights in the fall session that you would like to discuss?
So fall session, we still have some seats available. If you'd like to register, you can go to eriepa.com. Or if you have any questions, contact our event coordinator, Colleen Gross, at cgross@eriepa.com.
Tell us about the typical outcomes that Erie Ambassador graduates experience.
Sure. So once they graduate, of course, not only do they have all this great knowledge now, everything that they learned over the last 9 weeks, but they're able to go and chat with their coworkers and their family and their friends about all the good things. Like I said, they have the opportunity to do some volunteering for us and for other community organizations that are looking for volunteers. They have the opportunity to be called upon to take someone around town that maybe is being looked at through the hospitals or one of our major employers and they're recruiting somebody new in the area. Our Erie ambassadors have the opportunity to take them around and show them what they learned and all of the good things that are happening in Erie.
Nadine, one of the Chamber's signature events is coming up, the Fall Member Fest.
Fall Member Fest is right around the corner. September 25th, which is a Wednesday, will be, that's a member event, one of our signature events, actually. We'll be out at Shades Beach again, out in Harbor Creek. We just love that spot. And we're working on an amazing new menu with Red Letter Hospitality, which is the Cork and Molly Brannigan's and the Skunk and Goat out of Northeast. So that's their umbrella organization. So we're working with them on a new menu. So it's going to be a little bit different than our offerings before. So be watching for an email about that.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio, WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard Fridays at 12:30 p.m. Join us again next week as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight.